The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. Tonight's guest, C.J. Fedorowicz. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Everybody's fired up tonight, Texans Late Night. Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu with you. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I cannot wait to be in Miami.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so good. I love Miami. Great place to visit. Horrible place to live. That's what I'll say.
I was going to say, old stomping grounds
yes,
for you.
Yes, I lived there for 3 years.
You know, you and Vince Wilfork going back home.
Exactly. You know, it's a very exciting place indeed. And, you know, I think Houston is actually a great place to live and not maybe the greatest place to visit, depending on what you do. But Miami, terrific to go there for a little game. And the Texans have never lost to the Dolphins. How about that?
Yeah, and don't jinx it, but 7-0.
I'm not jinxing it.
Yeah,
it's just a fact. You know, it's funny because I've been doing the Mark Vandermeer South Florida radio tour this week. I was on 4 radio stations because, yeah, I used
You're
to work
You're a celebrity,
there.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, C-list. But they were all asking me, well, what about the Texans never losing to the Dolphins? So they are very well aware of
they
this.
They are so aware of it.
Yes.
I did an interview with Finsiders this week, and I thought, yeah, how much do they know about this stat? And they said, yes. We just don't know why.
It's all coincidental. It's all coincidental.
Well, let's give the Texans a little. It's been various teams.
Like, some of the players have retired, and they're, very close to Social Security now, who have started this streak back in 2003. Anyway, in the latest edition of, you know, speaking of being on the road, by the way, of players traveling and taking pictures of each other sleeping, we got a new one for you. As let's take a look at this particular photo of Nuke Da Bomb. That's DeAndre Hopkins.
Aww.
And Brian Hoyer with the nice photo bomb in the background. Dwayne Brown's the guy. He likes to catch players sleeping on the bus, on the plane, whatever. This is the day before the game, actually. Long bus ride from the Jacksonville airport to the hotel, and there's Hoyer looking happy already, and he had a phenomenal game.
Well,
the
were
next
they
day.
Dreaming of wins and touchdowns?
Yeah, I think so. I think
Hopkins
so.
Hopkins setting records, becoming the offensive player of the week for the first time in his career.
Dream big, work hard, like J.J. says, and make your dreams come true with a victory. That's what I say.
That's right. Well, we talk about Nuke having a big game on Sunday. He also had this amazing catch. If you missed it, take a look.
Oh, my God!
It was called the helmet catch because he caught the ball and then pressed up against his helmet to retain control. But his sister calls it something else.
Yeah, my little sister, she called it the hotline bling because, you know, it's like I was using cell phone, calling it on my face. So.
Well, I think we started something, okay? Is this not taking on any kind of life, you know, holding the football against your head, making a catch like that, crowd? You don't
like, hello,
you know,
hello. You used to call me on my cell. And you, did you?
What's the name of the song?
Hotline Bling. You should know this by now because
Hotline
Cecil
Bling.
Shorts
I listen to it every
earlier.
Day I wake up to that on my alarm, Hotline Bling. It's my ringtone, Hotline Bling.
Of course.
What was I thinking? All right, well, I'll tell you what else somebody was thinking. That would be J.J. Watt. He was always thinking about being out in the community. And it was kind of our pump the brakes moment here, presented by Brake Check, because it was a little different for J.J. He did not go in his normal attire to meet the kids at Texas Children's Hospital. Take a look.
How you doing, Batman?
Nice to meet you. Hello, young man.
I know what it's like to be a fan. I know what it's like to be a kid who looks up to football players, and I just want to be that guy that parents can point to and say he does it the right way.
Yeah, good job.
Now, the video we showcased on HoustonTexans.com, we went with the 60s campy Batman intro and everything. I thought that was great, though. This thing got like 100,000 clicks like that because it's J.J.
And Halloween's coming up, so you know it's going to get pushed out a lot more.
Next week is our Halloween show.
What are you going to be? I already know what you're going to be. You have the same costume.
Wait. Just tell the people.
He's going to be Howard Stern. He's got the
wig.
He kind of looks like him.
We're both tall, geeky guys. I just
radio,
put on the wig and
talky
the sunglasses.
Yeah. I always recycle my costume, so I'll come up with something different with, like, the same ingredients that I normally
like
use.
What? Like, well, you know what this cliche is about women dressing up on Halloween. Kind of
oh,
go
no,
scantily
no.
clad thing.
It's late night, but it's not late night.
Still somewhat of a family program here
yeah,
in Houston,
I know.
Texas.
Don't worry.
Okay. All right, wait, favorite Halloween costume as a kid? What was it?
Ooh, mine?
Yeah.
I had this one vampire that used to scare me. Like, every time I'd look in the mirror at myself, I would jump.
At myself. Like,
I was unprepared for how scary I looked, but I really liked it. But I couldn't look in the mirror.
Can you guess mine as a kid?
Howard Stern, the teenager?
No, not Howard Stern, the kid. I was Batman. I was Batman. Yeah, Batman's been around forever.
70s, 60s Batman? Campy Batman?
I was 60s Batman. I was Adam West Batman.
And the colorful tights.
Not tights. Okay, I skipped the tights. Anyway, coming up on the show, it's C.J. Fedorowicz. So cool that C.J. is going to be on the show tonight. But first, we do it every week, and it's called Would You Rather. Check it out.
Would you rather watch a movie by yourself or eat by yourself?
Probably watch a movie by myself. Relax. I'd probably fall asleep, but it'd be all right.
If it's like if it's a restaurant, I can bring my phone and watch Netflix and eat at the same time. So I would go restaurants.
I eat at a restaurant by myself. Movies are kind of creepy if you're in there by yourself. I haven't ever been there by myself, but yeah. Watch a movie. I've done that before. I've ate at a restaurant before, and it just doesn't feel the same.
A movie. So, I mean, you're practically by yourself anyway when you're watching it.
I think probably a restaurant by myself. Obviously, they will have TV screens there where I can still kind of watch ESPN and SportsCenter. Eat at a restaurant by myself. You go to the movie by yourself, you're borderline a loser.